It is being described as Pakistan's 9/11, Saturday night's terrorist attack on the Marriott Hotel in Islamabad. The attack left a trail of death and destruction in its wake, at least 53 people killed and 200 injured. Among the victims was the recently appointed Czech ambassador to Pakistan, Ivoš Jarek. Daniela Lazarova has the story.
The Marriott Hotel in Islamabad, frequented by diplomats, businessmen and the foreign media, was considered one of the safest places in the Pakistani capital. Ivoš Jarek, the 47-year-old father of two, who was appointed to the post Czech ambassador to Pakistan in August, had been living there alone since his arrival last month, while his quarters at the Czech embassy were being reconstructed in order to provide greater security. Ironically, on the night of September 20th, no place could have been less safe. Shortly after the first blast, Mr. Jarek called embassy officials from the hotel, saying he was all right and asking for help. When they called him back just minutes later, the call went unanswered, and several hours after the tragedy, the Pakistani Prime Minister, Yusuf Raza Gilani, confirmed that the Czech ambassador's body had been identified. He extended his condolences to the Czech Republic and Mr. Jarek's family. According to eyewitness accounts, the ambassador died helping the wounded escape the inferno and was seen rushing back into the flames several times to pull people to safety. In Prague, top officials expressed shock and grief at the news. Prime Minister Mirek Topolánek described Ivoš Jarek as a seasoned diplomat who had proved his skills in senior diplomatic posts in China and Vietnam. He was, Mr. Topolánek said, one of the country's top specialists on Southeast and Central Asia, a man who was always ready to serve in high-risk posts.
Patřil k vyslancům, kteří v jihovýchodní Asii a vůbec ve střední Asii a v těch oblastech měli velké zkušenosti.
Meanwhile, Czech Foreign Minister Karel Schwarzenberg reacted to the news from New York, where he is currently attending a session of the United Nations.
This is a terrible tragedy. The ambassador was in the Marriott because we thought it was the safest place for him to be while his own residence was being reconstructed to provide greater security. Sometimes all the measures you take are not enough. We are, of course, taking all possible measures to increase the security of our diplomats around the world. But in the present day, no place can be considered 100% safe. Terrorists can hit anywhere, as we all know. It can happen in Madrid, in New York, virtually anywhere.
This morning, the late ambassador's remains were put on a special government plane heading for Kabul and from there on to Prague. He will be met with honours at Prague Airport, where the country's leaders will pay homage to his memory. Shortly after the plane took off from Islamabad, I spoke with Yaroslav Kalfirt, the late ambassador's deputy who will be in charge of the embassy for the time being.
I just came from the airport where we sent our ambassador to Czech Republic by special aircraft, and I met the people from foreign ministry from Islamabad there and from Ministry of Interior, and all of them were very moved and very sorry for the tragedy which happened. And they wanted me to convey the message to Czech government, to Czech minister and Czech people about this. And as I mentioned, they are very sorry. And they said that they will not interrupt their fight for democracy and fight against terrorism.
I understand that the Czech embassy in Islamabad will remain open.
Of course, Czech embassy will continue. And maybe within 2 months, new ambassador will be here in Islamabad.
What is security like now? Under these circumstances, do you feel that security is sufficient?
Actually, I spoke at the airport with some military personnel, some high-ranking officers, and they wanted to assure me that they will secure the efficient security here in the capital. But it's not an easy task, and they are fighting with invisible enemy, actually, with suicide bombers and so on. also be daunting that they can succeed within short time. And it is the job for all international partners altogether to support them and to fight against common enemy.
And can you tell me briefly, what is the mood like in Islamabad, in the streets, in the wake of this tragedy?
Generally, you know, it looks like a quiet situation. Nothing is happening and at this moment, but the people are afraid. I have, for example, fresh information from American school where my daughter is, that they are closing for 1 week and they are taking some precautions. The situation looks like normal, but anytime something can happen.
That was Jaroslav Galfirst of the Czech Embassy in Islamabad talking to Daniel.